You're listening to SBS News.
A bad-tempered interview with Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage and the BBC's Andrew Marr left no one in any doubt as to where he stands on the issue.
I've never in my life seen a more ridiculous interview than this. You are not prepared to talk about what is going on in this country today. You're in denial. The BBC's in denial. The Tory and Labour parties are in denial. I think you're all in for a bigger surprise on Thursday than you can even imagine.
The veteran Eurosceptic campaigner says both of Britain's main political parties, which are deeply divided over how to leave the European Union, are set to be punished later this month by frustrated Britons. With little movement in talks between the government and the opposition Labour Party to try to end the impasse in Parliament, an election to the European Parliament on May the 23rd will offer a new opportunity for voters to show their discontent. Mr. Farage says neither party has delivered on their promises.
We voted to leave. We didn't vote for a deal. We voted to leave once in the referendum. The year after that, both the Labour and Conservative parties promised us in their manifestos they would honour the result of the referendum. And here we are, nearly 3 years on from that referendum. Brexit's not been delivered. And frankly, given this government and given this parliament, there is no prospect of these parties delivering a clean break Brexit.
Politicians from those major parties admit that Brexit is looking very strong in polling ahead of the election. Labour MP John Ashworth says the Conservative Party is now out of the race altogether, so voters must choose between Mr. Farage's Brexit Party and his own Labour Party.
So if people don't believe that Nigel Farage, a man who wants to privatise the NHS and penalise working people in this country, if people don't want to see Nigel Farage's party doing well and getting more MEPs, then they've got to vote Labour to stop them. It's now a two-horse race between the Labour Party and the Brexit Party.
Former Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair is echoing Mr. Ashworth's warning. He says he accepts that Labour has not been clear on its Brexit intentions. But he says even if people can't bring themselves to vote for Labour, they must vote for a party that is standing against Brexit.
You know, the reason I'm saying what I'm saying today is that I understand there are a lot of people who just say, and I've found this talking to people, they just say, I'm sorry, Labour's been hopeless on the question of Brexit. I'm not prepared to do that. And what I say to them is, well, don't stay at home, because if you do, then that pro-Farage hard or no deal Brexit, and that's what these guys are, Ian, the people in the Conservative Party like Boris Johnson are going for. That is a hard Brexit or a no deal Brexit. That is an extreme position that will do enormous damage to our country.
Mr. Blair says he accepts that the reason Britain is in the position it's now in is because politicians in the centre stopped dealing with the concerns that people have. He says if those concerns aren't dealt with, then people are prey to the type of populist rhetoric pursued by Nigel Farage and Tory Brexiteer Boris Johnson.
Nigel Farage and the people associated with them, they're not the people to drain the swamp of British politics. They're the people that have created the swamp. They've literally created this issue of Brexit as if it's the answer to the country's problems, when it's literally the answer to nothing.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May is coming under increasing pressure to resign as her MPs are predicting a meltdown of their party's support in the European elections. She's due to meet the powerful Conservative backbench 1922 committee on Wednesday, where she'll be asked to provide a timetable for her departure plans. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.